I need to go back to my other point of you drafting a kicker that's not on a team and a knee
Brett
injury.
Brett Maher is kicking for LA, buddy. Read a fucking book. Read a fucking magazine. Okay. You guys ready?
Whenever you are.
Yes, all right. Sir.
5, 4, 3, 10, 9, 8, 4, 3, 2. Hey guys, welcome back to the 2023-2024 season. I'm here with your front office, Brendan Butcher, Chaz Michael, and Baby Daddy Baltazar. How are you guys doing today? Let's hear from you, Frankie. How you doing?
Well, doing great. You got Frank in a car here, so I'll do my best to chime in, but I can't be looking at the phone too much.
Yeah, you just drive safe, bud.
That's it, but I'm here for it.
All right, Mikey, how you doing tonight, bud?
I'm feeling good, man. I just got hyped up for the podcast by watching an episode of Ballers. Now I'm ready to ball out, equally as horny as I am after watching an episode. If you watch the show, you'll know. Looking forward to the season with the lads. Great draft last night, everybody, except for Mitch. Fuck Mitch. Yeah, but I'm ready to get after it.
All right, that guy cannot stop tapping Viagra. Brendan, how you doing, bud?
Dude, I'm doing great. You know, it's really refreshing coming in just kind of as a color guy. Got a lot off my plate this year when it comes to the podcast. Yeah. I just get to chime in with all my kind of witty quirks and remarks. Well, you kind of keep us all reined in, so I'm really excited to see how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I know the people voted you as host, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, and so, you know, I'd like to start this podcast off by saying congratulations to our last year's winner. Was it Jesse? I think Jesse won. Congratulations, Jesse. You did it. Good job, bud. And so, you know, we've been hearing as a front office, you know, all of us took into consideration that Brendan just wasn't cutting it as a host. And, you know, most of these complaints came from Mitch. You know, most of these, you know, I think week after week, Mitch was emailing and say, look, Brendan wasn't cutting it. And so we did this bit. I most certainly am not going to be hosting any of these podcasts, and I'm probably going to hand it off to Brendan in another, like, 30 seconds. But I just wanted to say, Mitch, you were heard, and I did the intro to this podcast just to, you know, just to let you know that Brendan's the host, and he's going to be the host. I'm going to resume my position as doing absolutely nothing in the front office except being, yeah, the color guy. And knowing very little about fantasy football. And I think that was obvious from my draft.
Before we get into it, Drew, can I give you a couple quick notes?
Yeah. Give me some.
From kind of the season podcaster here. You know, the intro was good. I would have really appreciated if you said our titles as you did the introduction.
Yep.
And also, you didn't say the name of the podcast. So all those new viewers. Oh. Guys, I was just looking at the stats. Someone in Pakistan listened to our podcast. 9% of our listeners come from Germany. I don't know what these people think they're listening to, but just so it gets to more random people that have no clue what's going on, please go onto Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Give us a 5-star review. Leave us a review, except Mitch, because I know he's going to do a 1-star. I want a lot of people to start getting really confused and have this come up on their feeds. So,
and thank you to our listeners.
Thank you to listeners in Germany and Pakistan. And wait, I have a list of the countries. Let me pull them up.
Yeah, can you post that to the chat? I know Grenada's in there, but that's obvious.
I will. Yeah, that was you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you to our listeners in Germany, Ireland, Canada, Grenada, United Kingdom, Jamaica, and Pakistan.
Hey, man. What's up?
We're fucking international, boys.
Very cultural.
I love that.
I mean, maybe they just use it to pick up some slang, some American slang.
Well, and my in-depth analysis.
Yeah, people are waiting with bated breath to see what you think about fantasy every week. That's a fact.
All right, get us started. get us started for real here, B. You want to count us down again?
No, not at all. We're good. We're rolling. We can get into the games. I will say, I never tabulated who won the weekly picks last year. So good job to whoever won. Probably was me. So we'll go with that.
Whoa, and wait. I think I was in contention last year. Did I win?
Who's to say?
Oh, this is fucked up. I fucking won,
I took the notes and I put them in the incinerator at the clinic.
I won. Huh?
I literally could not tell you. It's impossible.
Daddy would ask you.
No one calls you that. No,
literally, people call me.
All right. Well, maybe they'll start calling you that, but not yet. So this year, I promise everyone I have much better notes already. Just kind of cooked them up. It's going to be very in-depth. And by that, I mean I'm just going to not forget to keep them. So we'll go into the first game of the week. A little Commissioner's Coxman versus mixing these QBs in our office battle. These week one games are always hard to pick. But I will not give my opinion first. I will throw it over to baby daddy Frank.
Yeah, okay. So
just wanted Drew to chime in first, see if he thought it was going to be him.
Let me just take a quick look at these teams. So right off
the bat. Pick with the heart. Drive safe.
Right off the bat, I liked the Justin Fields and DJ Moore stack. And I can't
stack. Oh, stack.
I don't like Deion Jackson starting for you, Mike.
My final lineup's not set yet, no.
So if he's starting, I don't like that. I'm gonna go with the commission's Coxman.
Love it, Drew. Let's hear what you got.
I also like your team, Brendan. I think your running back position is stronger than Mikey's, even without his line set. I don't love your wideouts, but I think your tight end Waller is gonna pop, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And so I think this is gonna be a close one, but I'm taking Brendan.
Did you read about Waller in your magazine?
I did. He had a thing in my magazine, a feature. I'll send a picture in the chat.
So it's locked in. He's going to be dominant. Mike, let's see what you got.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be an absolute battle. I think it's going to be closer than what we're thinking. And I think it's going to come down to the defense. That's what I'm thinking it's going to come down to. I think the Patriots are going to have a bigger day than the Saints will. Wow. So for that reason, I'm picking me.
Against the Philadelphia Eagles?
You know they went to the Super Bowl last year, buddy.
Yeah, and choked on a massive dick.
Yeah, but you know they steamrolled like everyone until then.
That's okay.
All right. Hey, I respect it. So my thoughts on this one, I did say it wasn't going to be close. I think this will be close. Deion Jackson is projected to get more points than Travis Etienne. So just because of how outlandish that is, I think I'm almost guaranteed to win just out of karma because, I mean – Deion Jackson, Travis Etienne, are we really doing this, NFL.com? So their projections are so bad that I'm going to win. I'm picking myself. All right. Rolling into the next matchup. We got the Autonoma Tux. Team name change DBD, I guess we'll see, versus Mitch's Bitches. I'm looking through these rosters real quick. As I do that, let's throw it over to Mike.
Yeah, there's a lot of questionables on this in this matchup right now. I don't know if lineups are set here, so it's going to be a little tough.
Yeah.
Is Joe Burr playing week one?
Yeah, starting.
Seems like starting. It.
Yeah. All right. You know, I really like Mitch's team. Joe Burr, Ja'Marr Chase, that's a nice little stacky he's got there.
Yeah, it's a good stack.
That's a good stack. We love a good stack. Also, Sean's got Travis Kelce. He's not playing this week, so that's tough. Who's he got for a backup tight end? He doesn't have one. So that's good, Sean. You might want to pick up a tight end. I'm going with Mitch in this one.
I will say waivers go through tomorrow, so he may have put in a claim.
Good point.
All right, Drewy, what do you think?
You know, Sean took the
– Oh, yeah.
Yep. Baby daddy Sean took Lamar Jackson and Madison – But the Joe Burrow Chase stack is simply too good. And I'm going with Mitch's Bitches.
All right, Frank.
So I think the loss of Kelce is not. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep.
Hello? Okay, yeah. So the loss
Baby of Baby Daddy Kelce. Baltazar.
Okay, I don't know if you guys can hear me, but I'm going to take.
We can.
Okay, I'm taking Mitch. I think I saw Sean's got Lamar Jackson throwing to Mitch's tight end, and that's going to be not so good for Sean. So I'm taking Mitch.
Good analysis. Okay. On the road. Good analysis on the road.
Is Mark Andrews playing? What's this questionable? Let's go with this.
I think he's back in practice.
Scheduled to return to practice. Yeah, he's going to practice.
Okay, so I will say the loss of Kelce definitely hurts Sean. I do like Mitch's team, but you guys are talking about the Burrow-Chase stack, which I think will be a great stack. But the one thing you guys are not thinking about is that the Cleveland Browns defense actually for real this time is a good defense. I was wrong
before. Myles Garrett is strong. That's it.
We have a defensive coordinator who's not a big, fat pussy. and the team will know what coverage they're playing, all 11 of them. I think their defense is going to be really good. Joe Burrow, I don't think, has ever won in Cleveland. And he's the Browns are the team that has sacked him the most since he's entered the league. So I don't like that stack. I think Sean will be able to pick up a tight end that will be hopefully fine. But I just ultimately, I think I'm going to have to go with Sean. Lamar Jackson against Houston, I think that's big numbers. I think Chubb always dominates Cincinnati. I like Chubb. And then Scary Terry against Arizona, probably the worst team in the league. So I'm going full in with the Autonomatux or whatever their name will be by the time Thursday rolls around. I guess he's got to do it before that unless he makes his trade. So I'm going with Sean.
Is somebody recording this? I know that's not my job per se, but.
I literally did a whole thing about my notes.
Oh, okay, cool.
You got to listen, buddy. This is why you're not hosting.
I think I was hosting at that point, so I was focused on hosting.
See, that's just the worst thing a host could do is not listen to the other people on the pod.
I literally don't care.
All right, fair. I respect. we'll go into the next game. Champion Mr. Jeffers versus Daddy Longlegs.
Wow.
I will say Nealon has really rededicated himself to the game this year.
Yep.
He's locked in. He wants to win. So this is not going to be an easy walk in the park for Mr. Jeffers. Let's get first analysis from Frank.
Okay. So off the top of my head, from what I remember from last night, it was a blurry night. I don't think I love Nealon's draft, to be honest. There were some suspect picks. And who was he playing again?
Mr. Jeffers?
Jesse.
So I love Jesse's keeper, Garrett Wilson. I mean, he got it in just in time, but that's a great pick. I'm going to take Joffrey to win this one. And if you don't mind, I'd like to do rapid fire for the last couple games because I got to get off.
All right, give it to him.
All right, rapid fire. Next matchup, Adam's Bomb versus Dak and the Ankle Breakers.
Oh, that's an easy one. Adam's Bomb.
Let's go. We're
bringing the chip back home this year.
Let's go.
All right. I love it. The next one, Ryan, Waddle Rockets versus Cormac, Phil Rollin Socks.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think Cormac's probably going to be favored in this one, but I'm going to go with Ryan in this one.
All right. I love it. And then last but not least, 09 versus Team Smooth.
Come on, baby.
Ooh.
Come on, baby.
I didn't like Drew's draft either. I think you took a couple guys that were not playing the first couple weeks, and I don't know if the magazine told you about that, but I'm going to go with Smooth.
Frank, I hope you get home safe, but I fucking hate you.
Pulling in my driveway now, so I think we're good.
All right, thanks, Frank. Appreciate it.
All right, yeah, I'll catch you guys later. Peace and love.
Man. Peace, man.
Bye, Frank. Love that. We should keep the rapid fire session going. One commish per round has to do a rapid fire. They can't look at the lineups.
Oh, I do like that. Each week, one person doesn't get to look at the lineups.
Yeah, we're gonna take a look at that.
Yeah, that's gonna happen.
That's a great idea from the host, Drew. And honestly, those weeks will probably be better when you don't look at the lineups.
okay.
All right. So back into it. We're back to Mr. Jeffers versus Daddy Longlegs. Mike, what's your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, this is gonna be an interesting lineup. Nealon, I like Nealon's team. I don't think there's really any question marks on this one. Jesse, he's got some good wide receivers, but I don't know. This is gonna be a close one, but I'm gonna ride with my dog Nealon in this one.
Love it, Drew. What do you think?
I honestly like Jesse's running back squad, at least in this first week, over his wide receiver squad.
Really?
And I just don't like the way that Alex went about his draft, but I think that's going to hurt him down the line, not necessarily week one. You know, he chose all these starters first, And I think he's just not deep. And so I really think this is a hard one to get to the bottom of. I'm looking for Allen to boost Alex through week one over Watson. I don't know what the fuck the rest of the guys are going to do. I literally don't know half these guys.
All right. I have a couple things. Shout out to Frankie being so high on Jesse's keeper, Garrett Wilson. I will just say that was a great keeper pick, whoever may have given him some consideration for that. Alex's team, I know he drafted starters first and then bench. I like his team, dude. I think on the bench, I like Jerick McKinnon as a backup running back. I mean, the guy catches balls, scores touchdowns. I love that. I mean, backup tight end, Dalton Schultz, good tight end just in case. It doesn't hurt. A.J. Dillon's a good pick. Jahan Dotson. Odell, who knows? I think Alex has a good bench. He's got one of every position, so he's ready to roll when injuries hit. And I also like Jesse's team. Jesse's going with the old school ground and pound running back room. He's got the two big boys, Derrick Henry and Najee Harris. I've been saying this for a while. I think Derrick Henry's time is up at some point, but it hasn't been. But unfortunately, I think this is the year that Derrick Henry probably was not worth a first-round pick. This game's really tight. Garrett Wilson love, Stephon Diggs love. This is a toss-up for me, and just because Jesse got the glory of winning the championship, I'm going to pick Alex in this game because he needs to be humbled a little bit. Yep. So that's how that works for me. But that's a true toss-up in my mind. I like both those teams. All right, moving on. Frank, who just departed, Adams Bomb versus Dak and the Ankle Breakers. Now we can be honest about Frank's team. I think it's dog shit. I'm just kidding. I literally just looked at it for the first time. All right. Let's see. Drew, what do you think of this one?
I would love to ride with that comment. But I do actually really like Frankie's team this year. Jalen Hurts, obviously, that's that fucking dog, dude. Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, I think is going to – I mean, he's obviously a top wide receiver, but I think he's still going to outperform it. So I love his wide receivers taking him to a win over Elijah this week.
All right, Mike.
Yeah, I'm having technical difficulties right now. I can't see either one of these teams. And
go off heart. Go off field, bro.
Yeah, take it. Yeah, it's practice. It's practice for next week when we don't let you look at lineups.
Yeah, I'm going with Frankie on this one. Nice.
Word. All right. So I unfortunately Frankie always has a great team.
Yeah.
So I wish it was dog shit. I don't think it will be.
Elijah have a shitty draft? The page still isn't loading. I can't see these teams. So
all right. Well,
he's got an okay draft.
Before you say that, I want to say congratulations to Elijah for not only drafting his team, but for also being around to join in on the FaceTime. First time ever, I think, either of those have happened.
So
that's a big ups to Elijah. Yeah. Maybe auto pick was a better strategy because he did accidentally pick Zeke Elliott in, like, the sixth round. but other than that, like, his team's not bad, dude. Pollard, Pacheco, running back. Upside, Herbert. I mean, he's pretty sturdy.
These are both.
Yeah, I mean, it's week one. Everyone's team looks good in week one. I think Jordan Addison, when he took him, was a little bit of a reach. But we'll see. I mean, I can't really go against Frank. The only player on Frank's team that I don't like because of former fantasy history is Tyler Lockett. He's dead to me. But I like him. He's consistent. I think Frank's team's going to win. All right. Two more. Let's move into the Waddle Rockets rebrand. Ryan versus Phil Rollins Sox. Never allowed to rebrand. He's kicked out of the league if he changes his name or picture. Let's roll right into these matchups. Who went first last time? Mike? Drew did. So, Mike, you go.
Yeah, so we got two interesting stacks in this matchup. We got Tua and Jalen Waddle for Ryan's team. And then we got Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. Those are some nice stacks. You know I'm a stacks guy. I like the stacks. Ryan put together a good team this year. I mean, this is a really good team, except for Kyle Pitts. Everyone thought he was going to be a good tight end. It just hasn't come his way yet. Maybe he's due this year. I don't know. But looking at the other side with Cormac's team, you know, another good one. Devontae, Keenan Allen, Saquon, Daniel Jones. And he's got – the man, the myth, the legend, Tucker at the kicking position.
For now.
For now. this is going to be a battle. And I think it's going to come down to the running backs in this one. And I just have more faith in Ryan's running backs this week. So I'm going with Ryan.
Word, I like that, Drew.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a really close one. And I keep looking back and forth and back and forth, and I just can't decide. And so I'm going to stick with Ryan here, too.
All right. That's it? It sounded like you were going to say something else.
Yeah, were you going to follow that up with anything?
Ride the rebrand?
Okay.
I think that might be a cool catchphrase, ride the rebrand.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good, bro. That's why we got you on color.
Yeah, look for that moving forward. Ride the rebrand.
You get some t-shirts printed up. All right. So week one, everyone's team looks good. My only concerns for Cormac's team after was last year his first losing season ever.
I think
his team was dog shit last year.
It was.
So that's a shock. I think water always finds its level. I think his team will be fine this year. I'm a little nervous about some of his older players, Keenan Allen, Davante Adams, Saquon. I think they've proven that they can be good, but they've also proven that they've been doing it for a long time. I don't know. Keenan Allen's in and out with injuries a lot. So good news is for Cormac, it's week one. And because it's week one and because both you guys took Ryan, I will take Cormac. I do think Ryan has a nice looking team though. So that'll be an interesting matchup. All right, last one. 09, BC Mordasky versus Team Smoot. Drew, we will let you go last because this is your team. I'll jump
this
right in.
This one should have went first, buddy. This one should have been the fucking first line. Smooter and Drew? Are you kidding me?
Well, it's just simply listed last on my page. So
let's do
it in order. Well, dude, imagine if we started jumping around. We'd be all confused. We'd do the same game three times.
Well, it's listed first.
We're fucking idiots.
Listen, first on my page.
Well, because it's your team. Last on the rest of ours. All right. Sorry, back into it. Drew definitely was riding the magazine, I think, with the Geno Smith pick. I think that's probably good, but TBD. Cooper Kupp, he's not playing, is he?
He's going to play.
Are we sure?
Pretty sure.
Okay. That scares me.
Actually, I think he's not going to play.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play. I initially hated the Bijan Robinson pick, and then I've come around on it. I think he's going to get a lot of touches because that team is not good, which is also a problem for Kyle Pitts at tight end. I don't think they're going to be that good at throwing. I think Bijan's going to get a lot of touches. But, man, I think Smoody's team is stacked, honestly. Patty Mahomes, Stevenson and Damian Pierce, Justin Jefferson, Devonta Smith, Njoku, Brandon Cooks just gets 1,000 yards every year. I'm putting Smoot on my championship watch week one. Probably bad news for you, Smoot, but I'm picking you to win this one. Easy, Drew, I think you have a good team, but Smoot looks kind of absolutely juiced to me right now. So that's my thoughts. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm gonna go right off of that. I'm picking Smoot again this week. Yeah. There's just too many question marks on Drew's team. Like I said, he doesn't even have a fucking kicker that's signed to a team. So Drew, you might want to be in the lab on the waiver wire leading up to kickoff on Sunday. Simply put, Smoot's team just looks like a fucking potent one. I'm saying all the same shit Butch did. It just is a better team. And it does look like a really good team for an early contender champion. So I'm riding with Smoot.
True.
Ah, well, I'm taking Smoot in this one too, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you fucking
week
why.
Week one. He's doing week one reverse psychology.
I'll tell you why, okay? You know, some people are saying, hey, maybe Brett Maier is going to sign with L.A. He's on the practice squad. Yo, L.A. doesn't have any other signed kickers. Maybe Brett Maier is going to kick for him. But I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't have a magazine. I don't know it all. And so I think, you know, maybe Smoot's going to win this one handily. And maybe, if the whole front office chooses Smoot, then 09 can squeak out with a quick one. But that's where I'm putting my money. Smooter all the way here. ride the rebrand. Somebody get this guy a fucking profile photo other than the NFL helmet.
That was phenomenal. I love that. I will say that was my first ever issued championship watch. So Smoot, unfortunately for you, that means probably half your team will get injured this week. I didn't mean it. But I have to stand by my first ever championship watch. It could be bad juju, or I could just be an absolute fantasy genius, and he could win the league easily. It's who's to say? But his team is stacked, so I hope that bodes well for him. All right, so those are the picks. Now we got to move into what everyone tunes in for, because we're absolute sharps, is the gambling picks.
Yeah.
So we've never lost a single bet, and I don't plan on doing it this week. My gambling pick is the Browns plus 2.5 home dogs versus Cincinnati. Joe Burrow's never won in Cleveland. The Browns have beaten the Cincinnati Bengals the most since Joe Burrow has entered the league. They've sacked Joe Burrow the most since he's entered the league. They have his number, and they actually have a real defensive coordinator. The defense will know what plays they're running. They're also stacked on the D-line. I love home dog Browns on Sunday.
Is that a home? That's a home divvy dog too, huh? They're in the same division.
Yes, home division dogs. Love it. Hammer it. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, we got ourselves a slate. We're fucking back. It's week one. There is a boost that I think everybody should take.
This
is
not my. I'm taking the boost.
This can't be your pick.
It's not the official one. I'm just saying.
There is a boost
out there. Jalen Hurts or Justin Fields to rush for a touchdown.
To score a running touchdown. Lock that in if you're on DraftKings. Okay, lock that in.
Yeah, it's boosted to plus 100. I think that's free money. Everybody should take that. But you can't take boosts as a pick. So back to the drawing board here. I'm going to go with the New Orleans Saints minus three at home versus the Tennessee Titans.
Wow.
Wow. I like it. I like that a lot.
Damn.
Yeah. Any analysis or just gut feeling?
Just gut feeling.
Love it. Drew, what do you got?
If the year was 2031, Mike, and we were playing in our Madden roster, you would not take that.
Right, but this isn't Joey, not Joey Valentine. Who was it?
Joshy Brew.
Josh Brew.
Yeah.
And this isn't Madden 22 anymore, boys. We've moved on.
Okay. Enough of our video game play. I am taking the Panthers and the Atlanta Falcons. I'm taking the over. You get that low at like 39, 39 and a half.
Can you tell me what the exact line is?
Yeah, 39 and a half. And I'm going to look for that one to be a little bit more of a shootout than people are expecting. A lot of new offensive weapons on both sides of the – you know, on both the Atlanta Falcons and the Detroit team there. And so that's who I'm taking.
The Detroit team? Can you name one offensive weapon on the Carolina Panthers?
Oh, the Panthers. Yeah, sorry. I forgot who because I'm not looking at the actual line now. Mm-hmm. No, I can't. Cam Newton?
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I'm signing off.
All right. Great podcast, guys. Tight 41 and a half minutes.
That was great. I love that. We're back. We shake the rust off week one. We're coming back next week.
Come back with a vengeance. All right, boys. Good luck week one.
Peace,
everyone, except Mitch.
Peace.
Peace.